Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Connection with your host, Mike Davis. Have you considered how to develop your ability to contact the life hereafter?
Are there times you sense someone around you?
You sometimes feel that you are not alone?
Would you like to develop your own spirituality?
Then stay tuned and call in to ask Mike to help you on your journey.
Remember, on Spiritual Connection, Mike is here to help.
Mike can also connect you to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Ring in on 760-283-4611.
Or if you're outside of the USA, ring on 001-760-283-4611.
Or press the Skype button.
And here's your host, Mike Davis.
Hello and welcome here to Spiritual Connections right here on Mike Spirit FM. I am your host, Mike Davis. I've got another special guest lined up with me tonight. A voice that you should recognize, and we have Kerry right here with us in Studio One. Do you want to say hi, Kerry?
Hiya.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. You know, I'm excited to fetch on our special guest tonight, because last week we had another special guest. We had a wonderful gentleman from the USA called Jesse. And, you know, I think working with Jesse has made me realize a few things. One, that, you know, what a wonderful worker he is for the spirit world, and what a wonderful thing he is doing for the spirit world. And I think that if we all strive to do our best, then that's what we can do. And I know that our guest tonight always strives to do her best. She's no stranger to the radio. She's no stranger to Mike Spirit FM. Because actually, okay, she's a... I've got to choose my words carefully, because I wouldn't want to say she's an old host, because that would make her sound as if she's old, because she's not really old. But she's a... Okay, she used to host her own show right here on Mike Spirit FM, and this is the wonderful Jeanette Ann Coombs. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Nice to speak to you again. Hi, Kerry. How is things?
Hiya. All good, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, really looking forward to a nice show tonight. Yeah, really great.
Well, it certainly is going to be a fantastic show. And I know that, you know, we've got callers lined up already. We've got our chat room is getting busier and busier as we speak. So, Jeanette, as I said, you know, you were an old host. That may be sounding wrong, see.
Well, I used to host my own show. How about that way around?
That's absolutely perfect, because, you know, you did used to host.
Yes.
Tongue Twisted. See, on a Thursday, I'm allowed to get tongue twisted. But yes, you used to host your own show right here on Maxport FM, and somebody's typing in the chat room, the young host. Yeah. Right. I'm what a success that show was, you know.
Yeah, it was a great show.
The times of the moving around, the changing and everything else, a big success. And, you know, even to today, you know, I'm looking at the statuses of the shows and everything else, wondering, where can we take Mike Spurrow at FM now? You know, looking through the statuses, and it's still, you know, your show is up there with the rest of them, let's just say.
Yeah, great. It was a great time. It was a really nice time, you know. I think I probably did that Monday night show for the best part of 12 months. But who knows? Never say never. It might be back again. You never know. Maybe we'll do something else on the Mike Davis. Because at the end of the day, it's always about growing and change, yeah?
It's all about development, isn't it? You know, that's exactly what this show is all about, you, Jeanette. It's all about... you know, I'm here to help. That's what the show is about, you know. If people just want reading after reading, it's the Sunday show. The Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show is the show that you're looking for. But tonight, or depending on what time zone you're on, today, tonight, actually, it could even be tomorrow night. That sounds weird, doesn't it, to us? Because if you're in Australia, it's tomorrow night. For that.
Yeah, I suppose it is, yeah.
Weird, isn't it? But, you know, but right now here for us, what Spiritual Connections is about, it's all about the listeners.
Mm.
Yes, you know, we will take your calls. Yes, we will be giving you readings. And yes, we will be able to offer the advice and help. But what it's all about, Jeanette, Spiritual Connections is about, I'm here to help. You know, sometimes when you are just becoming aware of a spirit and you think, oh, there's no one for me to turn to. There's nowhere where I can sit. There's nowhere, I don't know nowhere where I can go for development.
Mm.
This is, you know, we've all been there. I mean, I remember sat in one spiritualist church, twiggling my thumbs, you know, just sat there knowing that I had something, didn't realize what it was, didn't know what it was, and just thinking, oh, one day, you know. But that day has come because, you know, I was able to develop and so was you.
Yeah.
You know, to find someone that you're comfortable with or find someone where you can go and have development, have advice. It's perfect, isn't it? And this is the show that everybody needs. But, you know, I usually invite lots of other people in, as Kerry is here as well. I know we've got quite a few people in the chat room that may want to come on, Jeanette, to join in with us on some readings here tonight, which is, again, is what we do here on Spiritual Connections. For the people that feel that they could give something, then they can come and join in. You know, obviously underneath my watchful eye and make sure that you know, everything is done correctly, because you know that there is certain standards, isn't it, that we have to keep up. So
yes, that is it. But you know, it is lovely that we can give guidance to people who are just starting out and kind of say, well, you know, we've been there, we know what it's like. So it's, yeah, it's really nice show this, Mike, that you've got this kind of help out there for people who are wanting to start.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, and it's not just for the people that want to start, Jeanette, you know.
Mm.
Sometimes that, you know, we can be just knowing or understanding spirit or even be able to work with spirit, but never have had a chance.
Exactly.
And, you know, I find that a lot of people have never been given a chance. And again, this is where you need to be. I'll give you that chance right here, Mike Spirit FM. Because that's what it's all about. But you know, let's take nothing away from yourself, Jeanette, because I know that you know, that you're a wonderful ambassador for the spirit world.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I know that you've done so much work for the spirit world over the length of time that you've been working. You know, I just touched up on quickly there about that you used to be a radio host yourself. So I know that you work for Psychic TV.
Yes, I do, yes.
I know that you've been in the studio, you do the homework with them.
Yes.
So tell us more about that, Jeanette, about, you know, how can people not only but have a reading but see you on TV?
Okay, well, I kind of go up to London to the studio when I can, really. But as you can tell, I do live in South Wales, so it's kind of fitting studio life in London back and forth, because, you know, because the very distance of it means you've got to stay over. So what I like to do, I just like to go up as a guest and, you know, for a couple of shifts and then come back and focus working for them from home as well, because I find for me, keeping my base in South Wales and focusing my work in South Wales, it's lovely to have that dual thing, but I really like to be home as much as I can. So yeah, it's really good, to be quite honest with you. And I love the vibe of the live show, just as I did with the radio, because it's the same, it's that lovely vibe, that buzzy energy, which is brilliant, especially if you've got a good team around you, so you can kind of bump off each other, which is, you know, lifts the energy and the vibration. But also, you see, Mike, I love working in the churches. I love doing shows. I like doing psychic fairs. I pretty much like, I'm lucky in a way that I like everything that I do.
Yeah, you know, and I know that it's not just that you do. I know that there's other things that you do as well.
Yeah.
Because I know that, now, for the life of me, I can't remember the right word. It's something, the work and association, isn't it? What else that is it that you do?
Right, okay. Well, I'm on the committee with the British Astrological and Psychic Society. My title, if you want to give me my proper title, is that I'm the school's advisor. So I'm helping rework some of the courses with the president and the chairman. So I'm quite busy with that as well. But I'm also I'm on the Spiritualist Workers Association as well. So, and that's all about keeping the code of ethics, which it would be the same with the British Astrological and Psychic Society. So for me, what I love about that one is because you know, people have to be vetted to go into these societies, and it's lovely because it keeps the standards the way they should be, Mike, you know, which is really great.
Of course, definitely, you know, and that's again, what, you know, I'm all about you, Mike Spirit FM, and, you know, for everyone that's on the network, you know, it's to keep up a good standard, you know, to give the evidence that life continues after death, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing but a doorway, you know, into the next dimension of life.
Mm.
And, you know, that's what pleases me to see that we're able to do that. So how long have you been doing that, Jeanette?
What, working with Spirit or working as a consultant member with...
Yeah, as the consultant member, yeah.
Right, okay. With the consultant member, I think this is about 4 years I've been with them, and I was just voted onto the committee this March, which was really nice because that's, you know, voted by other members. So that was really nice. So that's going to be up until about February, March of next year. So a lot of work involved in that one as well. But I really love the fact that it kind of, it allows people to have a good solid courses and classes. I like the fact that they are so precise about what they do and that they are very particular about the standard. So I like to get involved in that one, and I'm really chuffed to be on the committee there, Mike, to be honest with you. It's really nice, really honoured, really.
Yeah, I can imagine, and, you know, it is nothing but an honour to you know, be a part of something like that. So how long have you been working for Spirit, Jeanette?
How long have I been working with Spirit? I've been working with Spirit as far back as I can remember. I was very lucky, I was blessed, really, that my dad was a medium, but he didn't actually work as a medium. He was actually a police officer for many years. But I think that if his title would have been a psychic detective, because he had a real wonderful sense of knowing, did my dad, you know. And he had a lot of spirituality as well. So in a way, it was him and the way that he was that kind of guided me on my path. But also his mother was very much like this as well. She was Irish, and this has come down to the family. So I think I'm a third generation that I know about. There could be possibly more generations going back. So I guess if you say, how long have I been a psychic, I would say as far back as I can remember, really, Mike, if I'm quite honest. But I didn't work in it professionally till about 6-7 years ago, actually professionally. I had a day job before that, and I did other things, but I always did my card, did my work. But I think about 6-7 years ago, I really decided that it was now or never, and I was really going to go for it, and it was the best thing that I ever did. I've not moved, not looked back since.
Okay. I mean, you know, it's lovely to know that, you know, a third generation psychic, you know, that's so it goes back in your family for 3 generations. It's
as far as I know, it could possibly be more generations.
Yeah. Mm. You know, and sometimes, you know, when you're working, because I know I've worked live with you, Jeanette, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I must say, what a wonderful experience that was, you know, to share the same energy as yourself and others, you know, that, you know, but tonight's show is all about me and you.
Yeah.
Everybody else wants to come in. But, you know, to work live with you at that time was wonderful. You know, the journey there and back was even funner because I travelled with you, didn't I? With you and your wonderful husband, Mike.
Yes. We had a laugh, didn't we? That was a good day, that was. That was really good.
It was, but the McDonald's on the way off was the best bit of it.
Yeah. Epic. We were really starving and it was late at night.
You know, I just found it fascinating where Mike said, oh, I need to use the other sat-nav. And I was like, why do you need and 2 sat-navs for? Well, one is for food, and one is for directions. I thought, okay, that's interesting. And we actually went to one McDonald's that was shut, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We went kind of a few miles down the motorway to find one, didn't we? That was good. Yeah. Good. That was good, that was, yeah.
And then we eventually found another McDonald's, which is open, and you know, we was all able to have our food to be refreshed. But I think I slept on the way home. I'm sure I did. I think I just nodded off in the car and went asleep. But, you know, that's nothing unusual for me these days, you know, to nod off in the car. You know, I'm getting older now, Jeanette, you know.
Oh, bless.
You know, 37 is a hard age to be at, I think, you know. Definitely. You know, I don't know if you would agree with that, Jeanette.
Oh, I think you're still young.
Well,
goodness gracious me, you're still young.
it's been a tough. You know, I was actually talking with Kerry earlier on, saying, you know, about how long have I been working with Spirit, and it quite surprised me. You know, 21 years now, been working for the Spirit World. It's amazing.
I think it's fabulous because, you know, like, I'm basically, I have been working with Spirit ever since as far back as I can remember, because I bought my own deck of tarot cards when I was about 13, and I kind of self-taught myself. So, you know, it was something that I used to do alongside my day job. So I think I've probably been doing working with Spirit for quite a long time myself, but I think actually taking the plunge and going full-time professional, give up your day job, do this, that was about 6 or 7 years ago. So I think everything falls into place at the right time, don't you think, Mike?
Most definitely, most definitely. I'm looking in the chat room and Spirit Whispers just typed, I know Spirit Whispers and you do as well, saying, you're joking, Jan. He's an old boy now. I suppose I am. Old boy. Working for the Spirit World, I suppose you could say, isn't it? So maybe yes, being young, but you know, an old hat doing, you know, doesn't sound right. But you know, Jeanette, on the 10th, which is not long, it's just 8 days away, counting down the days, because I'm quite excited in some way for another 8 days to come. Because in 8 days, you will be able to buy a copy of Chat, It's Fate and Fortune. And, you know, do you remember that song, the one, I'm not going to sing it to you because you know how bad that sounds. let's not go there. But you know the song, I Want to Be on a Cover of Every Magazine, or Forge Magazine? Billionaire?
Yeah.
You know, that's maybe not the billionaire bit, but, you know, be on the cover of a magazine, that may be happening in 8 days' time.
Wow. Well, funny you should say that about Fate and Fortune, because I'm actually in there this month.
Are you?
I am indeed. I'm in, I think it's page, in the middle of the magazine on page 78. I am a prize, a competition prize, to have a reading with me. So that was really nice. So good on you.
This is quite surprising because, okay, well, now you've said that, well, not, I don't know if I should say, I'm not, well, if you're in there, then you know, it's you're under some kind of contract, aren't you, that you're not allowed to say a certain amount of days before the article comes out on TV, radio, and, you know, as we are on radio, I'm not really allowed to say the reasons why I'm in there, but, you know, it's all about how I became to understand Spiritism to where I am now.
Okay, cool.
Done, you know, you know, just a little sneaky peep, I suppose, of when I was 17, I realised that Spirit was with me.
Okay, great. Well, that's strange, because I'm there this month doing, if anybody's out there this evening in the UK and they want to do the competition to have a free reading with me, the magazine is still on the stands now, so go and grab that magazine.
So that's Chat, Fate and Fortune.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
That magazine, I'll be in there next month, and you never know, I may be on the cover of that magazine. Wouldn't that be funny? And you know, the funniest thing would be, can you imagine if I went into work and all the boys had a picture of me on a building site with me on the cover of this magazine? that's going to be funny. But the month after, I'll be back in there, Jeanette.
Really? Okay.
Because next month, I have to whisper this because we are on radio, I'll be doing the free reading next month.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So you know, that's two editions that I'll be in, and I think that you go back in, don't you? For the listeners, the lucky winner,
yeah,
be able to write about how they found your reading.
I think so, yeah. In fact, I'm sure you're right there, because my competition with them is for the May edition, and they you know, they run the magazines a kind of a month in advance. So right. I've been out on that one since I think it was the 11th or the 12th of April.
Yeah.
So there we go. I'm on this month. You're on next month. So there we go, you see.
And
what can I say?
And you'll be on the month after as well because of the lucky winner. And then I'll be on the month after again because of the lucky winner of my one. So, you know, Mike Spirit Evans being plugged every way
There we go.
Isn't it?
You know, there we go. So what I'm going to do now, I'm just going to send you over a little thing on the Facebook for you to see of that little competition. Yeah, you can have a look at it then.
Jeanette, it's not going to send it to me on Facebook. I am officially, okay, in Facebook jail.
I'll send it to Kerry then.
Kerry is almost got a toe in the water in Facebook jail too.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Things are changing with Facebook. Have you noticed things are changing?
Well, to be honest with you, I do go in and out of Facebook, but I'm not on there all the time. I just kind of pop in and pop out. So what's been going on then?
Well, it's like this, Jeanette, okay? I wasn't on Facebook, and I hadn't been on Facebook for maybe about 4 or 5 days.
Right.
But what happened was I decided to send out the invitations to this show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as I do, I put my little thing in, and Facebook then sends them this message to everyone. And so I'd done what I had to do, pressed the button, and it says, you may be sending invitations to people that may not want an invitation. I was like, well, who doesn't want the invitation? Let me know and I'll not send them.
Okay.
So I pressed it again and it says, you have now been blocked. I was like, but it's my Facebook page. How can you block me from my Facebook page?
Yeah.
So I log back in and then it says, your computer, blah, 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 give me all this, I can't remember, I'm live on air, all this jargon about Facebook, this, Facebook, that, and I've been doing this, and I've been like, but I haven't been on it for days, you know, when you think, but I haven't done nothing.
Strange, okay.
Now I'm banned, I can't even get to my own Facebook page, so, you know, if anybody is sending me friends requests, inbox messages, posting on my wall, I do apologize to everyone. I haven't got a clue because I cannot get into my Facebook. I need help. I need Facebook to call me. I need Mark, her husband, to ring me and say, Michael, we will sort your Facebook out for you. That's what I need. So, Mark, if you are listening, please sort out my Facebook. I do need my Facebook, and it's quite important because some people like to message me on Facebook, and I like to give them a message back, you know, and reply to them, and particularly if it's of a need. You know, Jeanette, sometimes you get these messages that people are needy and you feel, oh, this one needs help. And you give them that help, and which I've done several hundred times on Facebook. But Mark Herzberg have decided that I'm not allowed to reply to any Facebook messages because maybe he feels that maybe I need a bit of time off.
Perhaps that's what it is.
Perhaps that's
exactly what it is. So what have you been doing with your time since you haven't been on Facebook? Have you been chilling, kicking back, or having a life outside the computer? Because I think sometimes we used to do more before we used to sit in front of Facebook and things, didn't we?
Well, you know, Jeanette, saying that, you know, it's been a busy couple of weeks. It really has, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, last week I decided to have an evening off. Now, last Wednesday was going to be the day that me and Kerry kicked off our shoes, put our feet up, because there was no children around us, and it was, like, really nice and mellow and quiet. So picture the scene, Jeanette, okay? Me and Kerry in the home, feet up, TV on, no computers on, because that just pulls your attention away.
Yeah.
A bit of TV and enjoying our time.
Now, lovely.
Nice. This was going to be last Wednesday. I had a phone call Tuesday evening saying, Michael, we're really, really stuck. Is there any chance you can help out in a spiritualist church? I says to Kelly, I said, look, it's only an hour. Should we? We should go. And she went, well, yeah, of course we should. You know, it's what we do. So I said, yes, of course we'll help you out. So he thinks now we'll get back, put our feet up and everything else. I gets back, turns on my computer, because by this time, I already agreed to do another radio show at midnight. I turns my computer on ready for the show, and obviously Skype is loaded up. My Skype call is ringing, and it's a meeting that I was supposed to have had in America, which I totally slipped my mind. Another one rang me up about another tour that I was on the go. So it was a really busy, busiest night ever. So we've decided now, never ever to see. Tomorrow, we're going to put our feet up and have a chill out night. Mm. So from the Facebook, it's been one thing after another, Kelly, isn't it? It's been a very busy time. It's been, you know, it's always something on the go, isn't it?
There is, yeah.
And sometimes I'm not going to say annoying, because it's not annoying, because it's what we do, and I love what we do. But, you know, one night would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, doesn't it seem like as though that, you know, other people have nights off and lives, you know, and we don't.
That's it. We just don't have the time, do we? You know, we don't have the chance to do that. But never mind, that's life. So Jeanette, tell me a little more about what you've been doing with yourself since you haven't been a host on Mike Spirit FM.
Okay, well, as you know, I had to have some time off because I had to have my fingers operated on, so that took me for about 6 weeks. I had to just take it really easy, what I thought I was going to do, but I actually, what turned out to be six weeks.
Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, did you have to have them broken and then realigned, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, I did. I had to have them broken and straightened. So it was quite a painful operation, and I was supposed to have taken 6 weeks off. But, you know, I get so bored when I'm not doing anything that I started back to work after a fortnight. So there we go. That's me. You see, that is definitely me all over. After a fortnight of not doing anything, I started back to work. But I did kind of really only do little bit of work. I didn't go wild in the aisles, so I've been working. I've been doing events with Stu Outhwaite down in the West Country in Cornwall, and Falmouth and all these little lovely places down there. I've been working down there. I was also working back up in London in the TV studio up in the end of February. I went back up to London then in March, working at the Vitality Health Show. I was up there for a week. I'm back from there. I'm going back up to London now for a week in May, working back in the Mind, Body and Soul, big event up there, working for Crystal Clear Psychics. So if anybody's in Earl's Court on the 24th to the 27th of May and they'd like to pop in and say hello to me, come and find me on the Crystal Clear Psychic Stand. So that's going to be another lovely event that I'm looking forward to going to as well. So it's been pretty much hectic, Mike, to be quite honest with you. What about yourself?
Well, the same, you know. It's been demonstration after demonstration, radio show after radio show, and, you know, helping people as much as I possibly can, you know. It's been, it's just a busy time, isn't it? It really is, you know. And but there again, Jeanette, you know, I don't know if you're like me, you think, I'd love just a bit of time off. But if you have that bit of time off, you get so bored, you think I should be doing some of
that. Yeah.
And then once you're doing it, you love it so much, you don't want it to stop.
Exactly. You know, I mean, say I love the Vitality Show up in London. That was really amazing. We saw some celebs there as well, which was really good. And the main one, the big Mind, Body and Soul event, which is coming up at the end of May, is going to be massive. So that is, you know, something that I really love to do. I've done those shows now for about 3 or 4 years, which have been always enjoyed. And I'm really looking forward to doing them again now this year. So it's just like more and more and more work. But I think what I like about doing this work is that it's always fresh, it's always new, because you're always meeting new people. So it's always a new experience every time, don't you think, Mike? It's always fresh.
It is, definitely. And you know, as to me, Jeanette, you know, I've always said it's like a brand new time every time. You know, I get so excited.
Yeah.
About working for spirit. I really, and as I said, it's a brand new time every time I communicate with the spirit world. And so it is, it's always makes it fresh and exciting, and I just love it.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is what gives you the energy to carry on and do that extra mile, if you like, because it's a passion. As long it's our work life, but it's our passion as well. So it kind of, you push yourself, you know, as much as you can, to do as much as you can, because it's the diversity, it's the energy, it's meeting new people, it's everything, really. I just really am blessed that I love my job, you know, because I feel it's a job that I earn money from, but I feel it's more than that, you know, it's a different kind of a vibe as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you never know when one day, Jeanette, that you know I may do and say the same thing. You know that this is now my full time employment. But at the moment, we'll just wait and see. You know, I kind of sit back and say to Spirit, I'll go there when you want me to go there. I'll do it when you want me to do it, and if I'm meant to do it, obviously. But I'm not going to rush off and do anything without your say so. So if you want me to do this full time, then you put the wheels in motion, put the things in place for me to make it work. Simple.
Exactly. As. Yeah, and it will be that time. I just think you'll know when it's that time for you. You'll just kind of know when it's time to go, because there's so many exciting new offers and opportunities coming in for you that maybe you just physically won't be able to do the job.
Exactly. You know, but again, you know, all down to the spirit world. Well, Jeanette, I'm gonna let a little secret out to the. It's not a secret. Well, it is a secret. There's an agency company out there that's been after me for quite some time.
Okay.
To be doing a lot of their work.
All right. Yeah.
I'm not gonna say who it is just yet, but it's on the cards. You know, definitely. And, you know, I may even go exclusively with this agency company because, you know, they sound fantastic. They sound wonderful. And, you know, if things work there, then obviously maybe that's the spirit world's way of saying now is time.
Now is the time, exactly, because they kind of show you, they give you signs, they make you, you know, they make you look at things and think, possibilities. And I think that you're even thinking that means that it's meaning something to you. So your sense of knowing is telling you when the time is right.
Of course. Definitely. Excuse me. Jeanette, I know that we've got lots of callers on.
Okay.
And, you know, as I said, we've got Kerry here as well with us. I know that we've got a few other people that's called in that may come along with us. So are you happy for the others to tag along with us there?
Fantastic, yeah.
Because, you know, it's all about helping.
Of course, yeah.
So we're going to go into a piece of music. Before I do, I want to just let everyone know again, which, you know, I've been doing the last couple of weeks now, of my USA tour. You know, I've got another US tour, and it's actually within just a few weeks' time. I think it's like 4 weeks' time, and I'll be in the USA.
Okay.
Which, you know, again, is fantastic, isn't it? You know, and I can't wait, really, to touch upon the USA soil. I really can't, you know, because somewhere was there. Well, you know, you would remember back in October, November last year.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, fortunately, and obviously I've made a bit of an impact to the people there, because the people have invited me over to the state where they are, because, as you know, America is massive.
Yeah, fantastic.
To do a 2-week tour, me and Kerry, which is wonderful, isn't it?
Wow.
So
yeah,
we're going to be around the New Hampshire area.
Okay.
I don't know too much of the details, Jeanette, but, you know, everybody can easily get these details by sending an email, okay? And it's a really easy email. It's mikedavisusa2@aol.com. And the hostess of that email will get back to you with all the dates of where I'm going to be, how you can obtain tickets, the prices, and everything else. So the email address, once again, is Mike Davis, and it's spelled with a E, and I believe in America it's pronounced as Davies. So it's Mike, MikeDavies, USA, the number 2, @AOL.com. Send an email there, and I know that you will be replied to very, very soon, within a few minutes, few hours, without a doubt. So anybody that's listening in America, you want to come and see me live, you want to find out where I am, send that email, MikeDavisusa2@AOL.com, and she will get back to you as soon as possible. So, Jeanette, before we go to the phone lines, let me play a little piece of music. And, you know, on Spiritual Connections, we kind of sit and choose some music, me and Kerry, that's meaningful.
Okay.
Whatever Spirit gives us to play, you know, because, you know, even tonight, you know, I was saying to Kerry, what should we play? Oh, I don't know. And I was like, well, I don't know if you don't know. And you know when you get into that stage, well, I don't know. All of a sudden, Kay starts singing a song. And I said, well, that's obviously meant to be.
Okay.
And that happened tonight. But let me play this one to you, because this is a song that I like. So I'm going to play it. So let's press this button and enjoy.
Okay, lovely.
Almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes I knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Yeah, just gotta keep going.
What do you think of that song there, Jeanette?
Oh, I think that's really lovely.
It is.
Yeah, really lovely words.
It's a good job, okay, that no webcams in Studio One.
Why is that?
Because I was singing my head off to that. I really was. I was enjoying it, singing to it. And, you know, even Kelly is putting in the chat room what I was doing. Mike is singing into his mic. So I unmute him. That is so wrong, Kerry. Because I have control of the mute and unmute, and I've just unmuted you.
I was sitting there singing.
Jeanette, what do you think of that?
I'm not going to get into this little domestic because I like you both. So I'll say I agree with you both.
Okay, you've got a good point there. Never mind. Okay, so let's go to the phone lines. Jeanette and Kerry, yeah?
Yeah, lovely.
Okay, let's bring on our first caller, and this is a lady that's called Carol. Hi, Carol, are you there with us?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. I just want to see what you see for either I need a part-time job. I have a full-time job, but I need a part-time one because of finances, if I need them to get better, and love life, both things, if you see a boyfriend.
Okay, Carol, well, what our forte is here in Mike's Spirit FM, okay, is to link to the spirit world, okay? And, you know, not so much to go on the theme of the is it a boyfriend, or, but we'll only give you what the spirit world gives us, okay? And
all right, sure.
We ask them that question, and if it comes up, it comes up. But what we do here in Mike's Spirit FM is prove that there's life after death, okay? Because that's what we're all about. So if that's okay, Carol, we can do that for you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Jeanette, do you want me to start here, or do you want to start?
I don't mind. I really don't. I'm listening to Carol's energy, so if you want me to link in, I really don't mind.
Shall we flip a coin? Okay, let me start there, okay? Because
okay.
I know, Carol, as I'm, you know, again, you know, I'm listening to your voice, and that's where the connection comes in. And I know I have a lady that joins us here from the spirit world a lady that's come forward, I believe, that would link to your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. And
okay.
I know it comes through on like a mother's love, I believe, okay? Now, I'm a little bit reluctant in saying mother, okay? So, but I feel she's like a mother's love. So I feel this may be like your grandmother up on your mum's side that's in the spirit world. So do you understand of your grandmother and your mum's side in the spirit world?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you of when she passed home to the spirit world that she would have certainly complained and suffered of her body before she passes home there? Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that in her character-wise that she was a very much down-to-earth, quite a loving kind of a lady in her character-wise? Because I know I just want to embrace you, I want to put my arms around you. That tells me that's exactly how this lady would have been of when she was you with us. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Now, see, I'm asking her some of the questions that you're asking me about finances and about this other job that you want to come in and about your love life. And she says to me, you know, that you feel as if you're ready to move on now in your life, particularly to do with your love life. Is that right?
Yes.
Because it's been some time. Do you understand why she would say to me it's been some time?
Yes.
And see, as I said, it's now time, or you feel now is the time that you can move on, because, you know, wherever the last relationship or your last thing ended, it ended quite badly, I'll say. Do you understand of that?
Well, one a long time ago, but that was a long time ago.
That's perfect, okay, because I know that's what I'm aware of to say to you, that when it ended... It ended quite badly, okay? But now you feel I'm much better than that. I can move on from it, and I will do my best, okay? So I know that you have a lot to offer. You have a lot to give, but we need the right person to give it to. Do you understand of that, Carol?
Exactly.
And, you know, it's like as if you're the kind of person that wouldn't settle for, like, second best. You wouldn't settle for anything but the right person now. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you work in some kind of environment where it would be like of a service, like of a waitress? Is that the kind of work that you're doing?
No, I'm a teacher aide full-time, teacher assistant.
Okay, so why would I want to like be of a service?
I just applied for a part-time waitressing job about 2 hours ago.
Absolutely perfect. Okay, doesn't that just prove to you that your grandmother is here with us? And, you know, even 2 hours ago that she was there with you, because I know I want to be of a service. So if you've just applied for a waitress job, I'm not saying that you're going to get the job, okay, but she's certainly aware of that you was doing that maybe about 2 hours ago, okay, because that just proves to you that she was there with you, okay. So I know that you're not alone in this life, and please, you must remember that you're not alone in this life. Your grandmother is so close to you. And as I said, she just wants to embrace you, put her arms around you, and just hold you tight, because I know that's exactly what she would have done in this life, and that's exactly what she wants to do in the next life, okay? Do you understand of where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let me bring in Jeanette there, okay? Jeanette?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi, darling. I was just listening to Mike. What a lovely reading. Lovely evidence, you know, from your mum. And I just want to say to you that I feel that the last 5 years have been quite difficult for you, darling. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I do feel what you're striving for in your life is balance. And I also feel as well that you've been feeling lately like as though you need to come out of the shadows. So what that tells me is that you've been quite introverted lately. I feel like as though you've had a life lesson. It hasn't been very nice. I'm just being drawn to you feeling very much like as though you should have known better. But I don't want you to doubt yourself, because I feel that you've been taken advantage of by someone who showed you another side of their personality that you didn't think that they had. Do you understand? Because I'm also linking in with a gentleman here, and he is coming in more like a grandfather, okay? Because he, to me, seems like a soldier, very traditional, standing upright. And I feel that he's giving you the strength of character, if you like, to move yourself forward. So I feel that for you, it's just going to be a matter of time before you're going to be, you know, where you need to be. It's your time to shine, darling. You need to remember that. Have more confidence and faith in yourself.
Do you see then a part-time job and a boyfriend then?
I feel that there's a gentleman coming in around you quite soon. And I also see that there's new beginnings with work as well. Part-time work, you know, I know that Mike just mentioned the kitchen, but I'm seeing something to do more, like as though I'm helping around a house. So I don't know whether or not you'd consider doing some kind of home help, tidying or cleaning up house gardens or taking someone shopping.
I have thought of doing like either a couple of house cleaning jobs or home companion part time, just like 10 hours a week because I work full time.
I feel that that would suit you. So Mike has picked up on the kitchen side of things. I'm seeing the companionship home help. So I feel that you're going to be offered two and that you're going to have a choice. But whichever one you pick, it'll be right for you. So very, very soon. Within the next 2 months, I feel that this is going to fall into place for you. Possibly before that, maybe within the next 10 days. Next 10 days. There's something coming in within the next 10 days. So you've got to really apply yourself and be proactive and find something, because it is there if you really want to take it.
And what about love life, real quick?
Love life, your time is coming now. You've learnt lessons. I feel that there is a water sign man coming in around your energy. I feel he's a father figure. He's going to have really lovely blue eyes, and he's going to be grounded, and he's also going to have some links to outdoors, okay? So I feel that he either does garden work or loves the garden, because I just see a lot of garden flowerage around this man. So just be open to the new opportunities, because he is on his way in.
For the next couple of weeks or months?
Oh, I don't feel it's going to be a couple of weeks, my love, but I do feel that there is going to be opportunities sometime before October, I'm being shown by my guides.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Oh, it's been lovely. Thank you so much for calling into the show tonight.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Before you go there, Carol, we're going to go over to Kerry, because I know that Kerry has something. So, Kerry, it's over to you.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, Kerry doesn't want to give what she has there. I know exactly what Kerry was picking up. There was of a lady that passed with a stroke.
She did.
And this would connect in your family, is that right?
My mother's mother died of a stroke, yes.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so that's the information Kerry was picking up there, but okay, that's fine. Okay, Carol, thank you very much for calling in. Remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives, and I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go back to the next caller, okay? And we do have, actually, this is a Skype caller, and this is someone that I do know, actually. This is FCI Elsa.
Hi, Mike.
Alicia, are you listening to the show? show as well, because we had bad feedback for you.
Yes, I'm listening to the show.
Okay, so if you can turn the volume down on the computer so that we just got your Skype open there. Because there's nothing... There we are, perfect. There's nothing worse than listening to the sound of your voice coming back at you. So, Elsie, was there a reading that she was looking for this evening?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, I'm going to know a little bit about you. I'm going to let Jeanette start. Okay. So, Jeanette, I'm going to leave this one with you for now.
Hi there. Is it Elsie your name was then? Sorry.
Elsie, yeah.
Elsie, hi, darling. Lovely talking to you tonight on the show. How can I help you this evening? Is there any questions that you'd like to have answered, or are you just looking for general communication?
General communication.
Okay, sweetheart, because I'm drawn to a young lady who is coming in alongside you. So she's coming in as someone that passed of an age. I don't feel that she really reached the age of about 50, okay? And I feel that this lady had lovely hair, but it was cut short, okay? So I'm feeling that this lady passed over with a wasting kind of complaint, like a cancer, and she's connected to your side of the family. Can you take this lady, please?
Yes.
Right, now she's either sister or sister-in-law, or she is like family to you.
Yes.
Which is it, darling?
The family.
Sorry?
Family.
She's family. Okay, because I feel that she's just come in tonight bringing in an abundance of love for you. Okay, and also she's saying that you have to stay strong, because over the last 8 months, she's telling me that there's been a lot of things going on around your family and work situation that's been kind of getting you down. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and she's there with you. She's kind of trying to encourage you. Who is Jane, please?
Jane.
Yes, who is Jane?
I know all the Jane.
Right, would Jane be linked into this situation?
Jane was my friend at work.
Jane was your friend?
At work.
Right, okay. So have there been a little bit of an upset around Jane and work?
Jane passed away not long ago.
Right, okay. Okay, because what I'm being shown is these energies coming in, okay, and what I'm feeling is that the lady that was in your family who passed away with cancer has come in first, and she is the one that's been telling me about the upheavals that you've been going on, and I've also got the link to Jane from work, who's come in as well to bring in love and energy. I feel with Jane, okay, she reminded me of a very freedom-loving person. Okay, she had a very open energy about her, really gentle soul. Did you two like to travel, please?
Yes.
I don't know why, but she's giving me lions, okay? So did you two like to go to far-flung countries and Africa?
I think what she's trying to tell you is that my name when I was working was Elsa, after the lion, the lioness.
There we go. There we go, because she's just giving me lions, okay? And I couldn't understand why she would be showing me that. Okay, well, that's a validation for you, sweetheart, that we've got this lovely lady's energy here. And she is coming in on a support, you know, like, so she's really wanting to support you, because I feel that she says that you always doubted yourself. You never believed in yourself.
Yes, true.
And she's saying that, you know, come on, because you can do this. I feel like by September, she's saying that there's going to be new opportunities for you as well, work-wise. Okay, so I don't know whether or not you've been thinking about doing something work-wise, but she's trying to show you that you are such a nurturing, lovely person, and you always give to everybody, but it's like your time to take a little bit back for yourself as well. Okay, and she's bringing in that love for you, and so is the other lady as well. I've also got a gentleman coming in. I feel that this gentleman has been passed over for quite some time. I feel he's been over in the spiritual 25 years plus, okay, and that he had a good long life. So this gentleman was in his 80s when he passed over, so I feel that this is a grandfather.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm getting the link to the name John surrounding or closely connected to him.
Yes.
Okay, so was he John, please?
Brother's name was John.
Right, okay, I'll accept that, because I'm really drawing close to that name. His brother's name was John.
Yes.
Is his brother in the spirit world as well, please?
Yes.
Because I feel that they've connected, they've met.
Oh,
okay, so he's, I know he's with John. Also, there is a big dog with him that looks like an Alsatian.
Yes, that's my dog.
Yes, because that dog's there with them. Okay, but that dog, darling, that dog's energy comes around you as well, because it's like a protection energy around you, as that love protection that you had with that dog in this lifetime remains in the spirit world, and that dog wants to come back in, making sure that you're okay, like you would do when you're alive. Are you thinking about having another dog, please?
I have one dog, but she's not very well. So
right. Okay, because I feel that's what's drawing him close. I feel that there's another dog, or you're considering doing something with more dogs, because I see more dogs around you. So you may very well have another one.
Lovely.
Okay, because I know that you have an affinity to them.
Yes, I do.
And that they absolutely adore you, especially Alsatian type breeds, you know, the big dogs. Can you understand that breed?
Yes. The dog you're on about now, it was half Alsatian, half Labrador.
I can take that particularly, because I could see the fur in the ears like an Alsatian.
Yes.
Okay, but the fur seemed to be darker, it seemed to be like a wider dog, but the face looked very much like an Alsatian.
Yeah.
That dog's coming in. Yeah, that dog's coming in for you, and I feel that he always was there by your side, darling.
Yes.
And he still is, and I just want you to remember that dog's energy is still there with you, and I feel for you over the next few months, okay, there seems to be a lot of new pathways coming in for you, and I just feel like, so I want to retrain and do something else, because I'm feeling a bit stuck at the moment. Do you understand that? So are you thinking about taking on something new?
Well, with the illness I've got, there's not a lot I can do anymore, but Carrie's been training me for the last 2 years, so I'm
hoping. Who's been training you, darling?
Carrie.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I hope to get more into the psychic work myself.
Wonderful, wonderful, because I see new doors opening for you, okay? And I just feel that you're going to love them, and I'm surrounding you by blue, so I know that there's a wonderful healing energy around you. You're a very caring, empathic person. That dog will be there as a guide for you. Okay, and so will the other ladies that we talked about, and Jane as well. So I want to leave that with you and say thank you very much for allowing me to connect this evening.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And it's been lovely talking to you. Say goodnight. God bless. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeanette. Elsie, I know that I want to work there with you. Okay, but we are having this feedback noise, okay? Now, let me just try and resolve it, because there's nothing worse than the sudden beginning. You're in your own voice. Now, obviously, you're in the chat room. And above the chat room, the show page, there's a play button. If you can just press that on pause whilst I work, and it will clear all that sound issue. Okay, have you done that?
I can't find it.
Okay. Don't worry about it. I'll try and work through it, okay? Because I know I've got a gentleman that connects you with me from the spirit world that makes you aware that I need to talk to you about him. He makes you aware that when he passed from this life, it was quite sudden, and it was quite quick. I know that I want to say that before he passed, that it's like as if he knew he was ready to go, because it's like as if I want to put everything right when wrong. Okay? And what I mean by that is, I believe in this life that he may have say wound a few people up, got on the wrong side of a few people, but just before he passed, he brought this right. Do you understand of a man like this to me?
Yes.
Okay, and would I be right to say could link as like your father, because if I want to be like a father's figure?
Yes.
Okay, because I know as your father connects to me, he wants to put things right there with you. But would I be right in saying to you that a lot of people didn't take to it, a lot of people didn't take the adjusting, a lot of people didn't accept the way he tried to put it right towards the end of his life. A lot of people turned back upon your dad before he passed. All right.
My father was, what can I say? He was straight. He didn't like a person.
Okay. Okay. No, that's exactly what I'm saying, okay? That he would have got on the wrong side of a lot of people.
Yeah.
But towards the end of his life, he tried to put it right, okay?
Yes.
Maybe in the sense of trying to apply logic to why he didn't like them, or maybe he just relaxed, chilled out, then is the word that we would use here in Wales, isn't it? Towards the end of his life. And I believe that a lot of people kind of didn't take to that because it wasn't him. And before he passed, he says to me that he tried his best to put it right. Do you understand of that?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Now, I know, see, as your dad is connecting you with me, he makes me aware that you've been quite... Now, obviously, I know a little bit about you, which I'm not going to go into any of that. But would I be right in saying to you that you've been feeling of late as if you need to make amends with someone or something? Do you understand of this? I need to put things right.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not saying that you're going to pass, Elsa. Please don't get me wrong, okay? But what I'm saying is you feel it's time to, the word we would use, bury the hatchet, time to put it right, okay?
Yes.
Maybe it's not your fault, or maybe it is someone coming to you that's trying to put the thing right there for you, okay? But I know I want to say that, hold your head up high because you've got nothing to bow your head about. Do you understand why I would say that to you?
Yes.
Now, I know as well that there's quite a few people that's here in the spirit world. And there's a lady that comes through that I believe that would be your dad's mum, your grandmother. Now, would I be right in saying that she's quite a short lady? Would have been a lady that's very feisty and very fiery before she passed on to the spirit world as well? Because I know I want to be feisty and fiery here with this lady before she passed it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
She keeps wanting me to say Annie. Okay, so who's Annie?
Annie is my youngest daughter's middle name.
It's your youngest daughter's middle name, okay.
Yeah.
And your daughter, was she named after someone as well in the spirit world?
No.
She wasn't, okay. Can you look back in your family there somewhere where I would want to place the Annie? Even though that you're saying it's your daughter's middle name, I don't feel comfortable with that. I feel more comfortable in saying that this name would connect with someone in the spirit world, okay? Because I know that's where I'm hearing it. So if you can, please do check up on that, because I know that's what I want to bring forward there for you, okay? Now,
okay.
You know, as I'm taking a big deep breath, that's what you feel like at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm
not bothered anymore.
Yeah.
Do you understand why I would say that there to you?
Yes, it's the way I've been feeling now for a couple of days.
Ah, right, okay, because I know it's a... I've just had enough, and just, you just wish that everyone would just leave you be for 5 minutes. Just leave you gather yourself and gather your own thoughts.
Yes.
And come back to your normal way of thinking. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, your dad tells me about put your foot down put your hand down with a firm, with it being firmness, okay? So you would understand that it's about time that you stood up for yourself and be counted for. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Because you feel as if there's like no support in your life for those that are supposed to be the closest to you. You feel as if there's no support of them. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And for some reason, sometimes we have to give the most silliest things, or what means the silliest things to us. But, it should mean the most things to other people. Now, who's the lady that I believe she's in the spirit world that hated her feet being covered up at night, hated the socks on in the night, because I know I've got a lady here that I believe that she had passed home to the spirit world, okay, or just about to pass. Get my socks off, take my socks off. And I believe that her socks was taken off because she didn't want her feet covered when she passed the spirit world. Do you understand who she is?
Yes.
Do you want to thank God for that? Because I thought I was going crazy for a minute. I was thinking, why on earth would you want me to pull your socks off before you pass? Just tell her because it's important. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay, bless her. Because I know that she and you know, they give us the most, you know, weirdest things to us. But to you, it would mean the most deepest things there to you, okay? And she says, tell her just to take my socks off. She knows who I am. She was there with me. She was around me before I passed, and she was around me after I passed. And she says to me, I've always been around her since I have passed as well. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Bless her. Okay. Now she says to me that, now I know that you are aware of spirit and aware of different energies and so on there, but she says to me that you've noticed a change of the energy around your life of late. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And it's coming a little bit stronger now. Is that right?
Yes.
See, because she talks to me about it's getting stronger, and it's coming to a point of where you're thinking, I'm not going to say what I want to say because I'm live on air, but oh, here we go. It's, I don't know what to do with it. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And it's quite scary, not scaring you, but it's getting a bit scary now because it's so close. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Right, okay. Well, you know, nothing to be frightened of, okay? You know that Kerry is always here. I'm always here, you know, outside of the show there for you as well. So, you know that these people are in the spirit world. They're very close there to you. And, okay, I have to give it to you because otherwise you'll just plague the life out of me. You still have them socks you took off her, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank God for that, because she says, tell her she still got them. And, you know, so long as you still got her socks, that's all that matters, okay? Because she says to me that was the last thing that was taken off her, and you still hold them very close to you. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Bless you. Also, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives on Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you both.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, Gillette, wasn't that a lovely...
Yeah, that was a lovely reading, wasn't it? Really lovely. Lovely evidence there for that lady.
It always touches me, you know, of when, you know, you hear some fantastic evidence and wonderful information of the spirit world. And it's what it's all about, isn't it, Jeanette? It really is.
Definitely.
You know, and do you feel that sometimes, you know, have you ever felt that, oh, I've had a bad night or I've had a bad reading? Do you ever feel like that sometimes?
No, I never feel like it's just been a bad reading or connection. I think sometimes you don't get the connection through as quickly as you'd like sometimes, but that's just the way it is. But I think you can only do your best and give what you can.
Of course, definitely, you know. But, you know, the reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, obviously, as you know, I do a lot of the spiritualist churches, and I still do, and I will always will.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, that you know, I can come home and think, oh, I could have done that a lot different or a lot better. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, but you, what I'm trying to say is when you have a communication that is, just, you know, is as strong as that, you know, about taking off her socks before she passed and you've still
got
them, you know, it just makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it? It really does.
Well, yes, because that's fantastic evidence, Mike, isn't it? You know, that they are there, they are listening, they are watching what's going on, you know, and that they can remember these things and they want to give these lovely little bits of validation for people, personal validations. That makes the difference of the world of difference to people when they have those little bits of personal information.
It really does. Now, I'm going to go to this next song a minute, okay?
And okay.
This is the song that you know, that I was saying about Kerry just started singing, and I thought, well, obviously that's meant to be. So let's just play this and let's enjoy.
Okay, cool.
Where is the moment we need it the most?
No, Jeanette, that wasn't even planned. That, you know, what was we speaking about just before that song?
What was we singing about? Yeah, we were, that song. I was just thinking that as I was listening to the words, because we were saying about when you have a bad day and you know, and things. So there we go. See, once again, little signs. Are you? Do you watch out for little signs? Because I do.
You know, Jeanette, I should.
Mm-hmm.
I don't as much as I should, and I'll be honest with you there. Okay. Because we should, I mean, you know, it was only just I was saying to Kerry today when you know, just after work, that I remembered a dream, which is really, really strange for me to remember a dream. I mean, obviously we all dream. We have a dream three times a night. And since I've been a medium, so for the past 21 years, I very, very rare, I remember a dream since I've been a medium. Whether that's a sign in itself, I don't know. But I was saying to Kerry, you know, about this dream I had. And this dream was, I'm not going to say live on air, because, you know, because I'm not, because, you know, it touches upon the article that's coming out next week in Fate and Fortune. So I'm not going to say that live on air. But, you know, if, I mean, them dreams, are a sign, really, aren't they?
Yeah, they can be. They can be a sign, and they can also be releasing negative stuff that you've kind of stockpiled up in your subconscious. But I normally find that dreams that mean something have got a message in them, and they normally kind of unfold in your waking life.
Yeah, well, this dream, wasn't a negative.
No.
It was a really positive one.
Okay, so that you think that was your little sign then for you, that something, you know, that you're doing is kind of right for you?
Yeah, most definitely, because it was something that, that I've been thinking about for a long time.
Yeah.
Something that, maybe signing up with this agency is a part to do with it.
Okay.
And to push things forward in the way they're meant to go. I'm talking in riddles, really. But of what I'm saying to you is maybe I should listen to more of them signs and do what I'm meant to do and work the way I'm meant to work, because, it's only so many times the Spirit can give us things until, if we don't put action into it, then it'll never happen ourselves, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, you say, do you believe in little signs from the angels, you know, because sometimes I've noticed, I don't know whether or not any of the listeners out there will kind of understand this or have had similar experiences, but I've very often, when we go into a situation and it's a bit kind of hard, you say, oh, come on now, give me a break, show me the way forward or something like that. And then that happened to me actually about 4 months ago, as it goes, and I said, come on, this is enough of this, because it was quite a hard situation around me at the time. And the next thing, there was a little white feather that fell in my handbag, floated down from the sky, and I thought, well, there we are, so they are listening, because what's the chances of a little white feather floating down and floating in your handbag then, Mike?
Yeah, and it's just taking me by surprise, really, about these little signs we should be looking for. And
should look for the signs, because they are trying to help you. And I mean to say, not everybody can kind of listen to them, and hear them like we can. So I think out there, if you're out there and there's little signs, because they're trying to give you little signs to help you, you should look at that and think, okay, I need to follow that. I need to follow that through where that's taking me.
Yeah, most definitely. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines, because I know we've got a long, 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 long list of callers, and I know that we're not going to get through everyone here tonight. So, I do apologize to those that's online that we won't actually have time to get through. So maybe if we can cut them down, maybe, Jeanette, and just do it like we would on a Sunday show,
and
maybe you just give a little bit, and I give a little bit to the next one, and so on and so forth.
Okay, that's fine. We can just do a little couple of minute reading just to give messages as quickly as we can for people. That would be great, yeah.
Definitely. Okay. Well, I know our next caller is Cindy. Okay, so let's bring in Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Are you there with us?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've called into your show so many times and never got online to speak with you yet, so I am just blessed to make it through today.
Well, as we talked about them little signs, maybe that sign is there for you today, that, today is your lucky day, Cindy. So welcome you to Mike Spirit FM. And can I ask you what the reason was that you called in for?
I would like some insight and advice from anyone that would like to give it to me, my guides or someone in spirit, or on my situation, my new situation that's... new business venture.
Okay, Cindy.
It's kind of all combined with a relationship situation and living situation.
Cindy, let me just cut in there, okay, because I don't want you to tell us anything about what, who, what, and anything else, because that's our job to give you the evidence, okay? And if you tell us everything you want to know, then there's no evidence to tell you, is there? Okay, so Jeanette, do you want to take this one?
Yes, I'll take Cindy. Yeah, that'd be lovely. Cindy, okay. Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Lovely to talk to you. Cindy, I feel like it's all what I want to say to you is that there's new opportunities coming in around you, okay, sweetheart? I'm really very, very drawn to you now having the confidence to really move forward in your life. I've got a gentleman that comes through, okay, and he's kind of moving everything out of your way for you. So I feel that this guy, when he was in his own life, was a very dynamic guy. I feel that you had links to a uniform. So would you take father, grandfather, please, someone that had links to either the police forces or the armed forces there with you? Because I've
not
just got this. Sorry?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because I've just got this gentleman coming in, and he's coming in as a very upstanding gentleman, okay? And I'm going to go with your granddad. Okay, because I feel that this gentleman's been passed over quite some time. And I feel what he's saying to me for you is that there's a big wide world out there for you, but you've really got to embrace things. Because what you're actually doing, my love, is that you're not believing in yourself. And there's also been some communication breakdowns, and there's been some issues about conversations or talking to someone, because I do feel that there's been a stress. That he's giving me the impression of a stress with someone around you work-wise. Can you understand that, please?
Yes.
Right. So he is there with you, and I feel that he's saying you've got to really keep it real and say things as they are, because there seems to be, okay, someone who is being very difficult just because they can be. Do you understand that, my love? So have you got
yes.
a boss or a supervisor or a manager who is just a very difficult person?
No, actually I'm self-employed, but the new business venture, we discussed partnering on some things, and then he started using some other things. He wanted me to get rid of my other business areas kind of as blackmail before he moves forward with the partnership. And which would have been very lucrative.
Right, because I just feel, okay, that you are going to rise above this, because this person sometimes, okay, this person sometimes can be very, very difficult for you to kind of get, it's getting that balance, because this person likes to take charge, likes to do what they want to do, and it's like with you, you feel like you haven't got a voice. That's what they're just showing me my throat. So it's like, I haven't got a voice here. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so this is why he's saying about communication, conversation, taking charge, and really speaking up for what you want. Because I feel if you don't, you might find that you are being swept along and doing things that you don't particularly want to do just to keep the peace. Because this person
yeah.
seems to be as different to you as you could possibly get a difference. You know, everything that you are, he's not. So it's just a clash of personalities. And I feel that this person is very, very hot-headed as well. So I feel
yeah.
that he's kind
yeah,
of goes into tempers and shouts around, and everybody got to get out of his way. Do you understand that, please?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so there's not reasoning with this man. He's not a reasonable man. And I feel that your grandfather is saying, just say it as it is and be direct. Cut away all the rubbish that's surrounding you at the moment. This is what your granddad is giving me. Really be yourself. Don't be intimidated by this man and his temper and the way that he kind of bosses people around. You just stand in your own power and you say it as it is, and you only do what you want to do, because I feel there's new beginnings coming in for you, darling, and your business is going to be going the way that you want it to go. So it's looking very good for you. Spirit are giving me the thumbs up in my head, so when they do that, I know that things are going to be okay.
Okay, so if I stand my ground, the partnership
yes.
will move forward.
Definitely stand your ground. That's the message that's coming through loud and clear for you. Just don't be intimidated, stand your ground. And I'm going to have to leave that with you now, because we have got a lot of people on the lines waiting to come through, and I hope that's given you some guidance tonight.
Thank
that your
you.
Loved ones are there. Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Darling, thank you very much.
Blessing you. Thank
and
you
and you too. Bye bye.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You, Jeanette, and thank you, Cindy, for calling. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. I will. Thank you. Bless
Thank
you.
You. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to go straight back to the phone lines there, Jeanette. I'm going to bring on our next caller, which is a Skype caller. I'm going to get this name completely wrong. I've tried before. I have failed. But I know that another host, Matthew James, have had this name perfect. It's Kai. Yeah, I'm not even going to try. Skype caller, I think it's Kaya Kilia. If I said that, I've said it completely wrong. Hi, are you there with us? Okay, I'll spell out your name. It's K-H-A-K-E-L-I-A. Hi, are you there with us? Okay, maybe not. Okay, let me just pop you back on hold, and if we get a chance, we'll come back to you. Let's go to our next caller. It's area code 678. Area code 678. Can I take your name, please?
Yes, this is Kimberly.
Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida, wonderful. You know, it wasn't that long ago I was in Florida, Kimberly, and I bet you're having absolutely glorious weather there right now, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, making me really jealous. Actually, in the UK at the moment, in South Wales, where I am, we've been having some wonderful weather this week. I've actually caught a suntan whilst I've been out working, which is wonderful, you know, so, hey, it's all good. So, Kimberly, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I was wondering if there was any messages from the other side that has to deal with, you know, either my love life or okay. my career path, like one
okay.
or two.
Kimberly, let me just make a connection there with you with the spirit world and see what they have to say and see who comes through. So bear with me a second and I'll allow them to come in here. And you know, the first thing I have is a gentleman that I'm with here, a gentleman that makes me feel that he was quite, he lost a lot of weight, I want to say, before he passed on to the spirit world there. And I believe that this weight loss he had was down to a condition that he had before he passed on to the spirit world. And he didn't realize that he had this condition until it was like maybe a little bit too late. I believe, Kimberly, is if I want to link him to your dad's side of your family of when he was here with us, I believe I want to say to you that he was a man that whatever he had to say, out he would come, please or offend. Do you understand of a man like this there, Kimberly?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I know that he comes through, see, I'm saying to him, come on, she needs to know about her love life or her career there. And I'm being told... you know, the love life is, if I said to you, it's the word stagnant, would you understand why I would say stagnant to you at the moment? It's like all on one level, is that right?
It's what, I'm sorry?
Your love life at the moment, so it's stagnant, it's like up and down, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and one minute we feel comfortable, the next minute that we're like, feeling a bit down and depleted with it. I feel that at the moment we are on a down rather than a high. Does that make sense there to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. See, and I know that, you know, within your character-wise, that you are quite of a strong kind of a person there, Kimberly, in your character-wise. I know that you're normally quite the kind of person that knows exactly where you want, or sorry, what you want, where you are, or where you would be in life. But I know I'm being told to say there to you that of where you are in life at the moment, it's more like a feeling of this little bit of hurt. I want to go forward. I want to move on. I want to do my best. But you feel as if you're holding yourself back there for some reason. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, perfect. Kimberly, I know I need to say to you as well that, you know, that you are or you must be aware of the spirit world in some way yourself. Is that right?
What do you mean?
That you understand about the spirit world, you understand how communication takes place.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and what I said about being aware of spirit, you must sometimes either sense or you see things or you hear things or you just know that there's someone or something there with you. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, see, because I know that this man has come to be with you at the moment. He's come so close and he wants me to say to you that, you know, that he is there with you. He's always been with you since the moment he's passed. He's always going to remain within your life there, okay? But I know he wants me to say to you that, you know, you can be your own worst enemy sometimes. You doubt yourself a lot. Do you understand that, Kimberly?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And, you know, he tells me, instead of doubting yourself, you need to try and start praising yourself, because I know that you do a lot of good for others, but never enough for yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Kimberly, I hope that's helped you a little bit, okay? I know that I've got lots of people online that's waiting there for us at the moment, okay? But, you know, the one bit of advice, maybe this may be about your career, is, you know, always keep aiming to reach and achieve better. Would you understand this man in the spirit world would have always been that way? He would always try to push you and make you work a bit harder because you can do better. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Thank you so much.
That's okay. Thank you for calling, because I know that's what he tells me about, you know, keep going forward and don't stop, because, you know, you can be your own worst enemy for stopping all the time. You think, oh, I can't do anymore. You know, I can't go any further. And he says to me, yeah, oh, but yes, you can. You can reach your targets. You can go to where you need to go. But, you know, you need to be a bit more patient sometimes with yourself. Does that make sense there to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, thank you, Kimberly, for calling. And remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM right here in Blog Talk Radio. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now, bye. Okay, before we go to the next call, I want to just play this next song there for us, Jeanette. So just sit back and enjoy. So let's press this and enjoy.
I can't wait to fly. Oh, I'm alive. Yeah.
bad. You like that one, Jeanette?
Yeah, that's great. I love Celine Dion. She's really lovely singer, mine, Mike, and she does some fabulous tracks.
She really has, you know. And, you know, I kind of listened to that song. Well, not so much now, but I always used to listen to that song before I went to a demonstration. And it's a song that you know, that you find one song that really gets you motivated and like, that's the song that does, you know.
Okay.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's the only upbeat song that Celine Dion ever did.
Yeah, I like that. But, you know, what I like, you know, especially when I'm in a church service, you know, doing our work, I love that song, I Believe in Angels by ABBA. That's the one that I like because that one lifts the vibration and the energy. That's a really lovely one as well.
Most definitely. You know, and I would sing it to you, Jeanette, but you know how bad that song
is. Is the world ready for that? That's the thing. Is the world ready for that?
I think you were ready at Christmas when the sing off. But you know, you never know. You just got to keep your eye on X Factor and Britain's Got Talent, and you know, you never know. You might see me there one day.
You never know.
never say never.
Exactly.
That's my motto, and I know it's your motto. Well, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's try and bring. I'm going to try Kekilia. I think it's Kekilia. Let me bring back Kekilia. Kekilia, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Have I said your name right? Kekilia?
Yes, you said my name right. It's Kekilia. You said it right.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Kekilia, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Florida.
Wonderful. Another Florida call. And
yay.
Again, you're going to make me jealous by telling me of how hot it is.
Yeah, I love the temperature, and the summer's coming in, so it's going to be pretty good, pretty good.
Okay, wonderful, because I know it's just about 25 to 5 in the afternoon your time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost 4:40.
That's it. Well, it's almost 9:30 here in the UK.
Wow.
So, you know, there is a bit of a difference. But, Kira, let me hand you over to Jeanette. And Jeanette can build a communication and work there with you. So Jeanette, it's all over to you.
Okay, lovely. Kekilia, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, that's a lovely name. Okay, darling. Now, as I'm linking in with you, is there any questions that you'd like to ask me, please?
Yes. I'm trying to get an internship within marketing for the summer because I just majored in the field. I've sent a couple of emails out to a few places. I've only received like one reply back. And now I just sent out some more emails today. So I really want an internship over the summer so I can get some experience and have something to do while I'm attending classes during the summer too. So.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that question. What I'm actually picking up with you, okay, is that I've got a lady here who comes in, okay, and she's coming in as kind of like someone who's bringing balance to you because I know that you've been feeling a little bit unsure of what's going on, okay? And she is bringing me the scales of justice. So I do feel for you that you are going to get the balance coming in. Now, this lady, I'm really listening to the name Barbara or a name that sounds very much like Barbara. Do you understand this lady's name, please?
Yes, like Debbie.
Pardon, sorry?
Yeah, I understand the name.
Okay, can you take the name Barbara, please, from me with this lady? Because I feel that this lady is coming in, and I feel that with her, I'm not feeling that she was very, very old. I would say that she passed over in her 60s, okay? And I feel that she's on your mum's side of the family. So it could be an auntie, or it could be your mum's mum. But I do feel that I'm linking with a real close family relative that's coming in on your mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take this lady's name, please? Does this resonate with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she's showing me, okay, that over the last few months, especially since about October, November time, that you've been waiting in the wings, waiting to hear about what's going on with you. It's almost like you're waiting for a message or you're waiting for something to come in to confirm things for you. And I feel that there is going to be that internship that you want coming in because I've got justice in one hand and I've got a contract coming to you. So I feel that you would be signing your name to say that you want to go to that, you know, that campus, that university, because I really do feel I'm guiding you somewhere. Would you be doing something that's connected with the law, please?
With the Lord?
Yeah, no. With the law, anything to do with justice, anything to do with solicitors, anything to do with anything like that?
I was thinking of going somewhat a route like that.
Yeah, because I feel that she's saying look into that, okay? Because I do feel, you know, as she's giving me the scale of justice in my head, she's giving me the scales, I feel that she's also giving them to me, not only just to say there is going to be that balance coming in for you, but also she's saying that that's another area that you need to be looking into, which is, you know, going into a career of something on a legal level with yourself.
Okay.
Okay, so very much feel that I just need to say, don't doubt yourself because there is news coming in for you and that you really are going to get on with this and it's going to be soon and the balance is coming. It's going to be very fruitful for you, okay, because she's just given me a bunch of, you know, just give me a bunch of grapes. So that says there's a lot of fruit, there's a lot of opportunities. So you really will shine at this, but you have to stay grounded and you need to decide where you want to go and focus on that energy. And I feel it's coming in for you very soon.
Okay.
Okay, my love. And I'm going to leave that with you because we have got a lot of other callers on the line. And I'd just like to say thank you very much for calling into the show this evening. It's been lovely connecting with you.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye, my darling.
Yeah, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Yes, and good luck on the magazine for next month.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
And we got Kikita, you know, being Juwali in Florida in the USA, send that email to mikedavisusa2@aol.com and find out all the information of where I'm going to be on tour in the next couple of weeks in the USA. So that email again, Mike Davis with an E, so spelled as Davies, I think that you pronounce it as.
Mm-hmm.
It's A-V-I-E-S, USA. The number 2@AOL.com. I know that Kelly will put that in the chat room for us. Maybe she already have. I don't know because I'm not in the chat room. But it's Mike Davies, USA2@AOL.com. Send an email. Find out where I'm going to be. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Jeanette, before we go to the next caller, Jeanette, obviously I know how to get hold of you. I have
a
telephone number. so, you know, when you're not around, I can telephone you. But for the purpose of our listeners, how can they get hold of you, Jeanette?
Okay, well, a couple of ways. You know, they can either come through to me on Facebook, which is just type in Jeanette Ann Coombe, and that will fetch you to my page. They can leave me a message on that. Or I do have my website, which if they want to type in, Google in Jeanette Ann Psychic, that'll bring you up to my homepage. So there's lots of ways that you can get in touch with me. Or you can leave a message through Skype as well, Jeanette Ann Psychic, all one word, and I'll get in touch with you then.
Okay, so what is that website address? Because I know it's got lots of hyphens.
Yeah, it has. So the best one, if you just Google Jeanette Ann Psychic, it kind of bounces up my website, so you can see it then.
Okay, so Facebook is Jeanette Ann Coombs. Website is Jeanette Ann Psychic.
Yep, that's it. And also, if you want to Skype me, it's Jeanette Ann Psychic, all one word, no gaps.
No gaps. Jeanette and Psychic on Skype.
Yeah.
And so if they contact you, if people contact you, why would they contact you? Can they get a private reading with you?
Yeah, I do offer private readings and I also do Skype readings and I also offer telephone readings and email readings as well. So if you want to, you know, get in touch with me and we can sort out that would be fantastic.
Wonderful. Okay, so that's Facebook. It's Jeanette Ann Coombs. Website, Google in Jeanette Ann Psychic or Skype, Jeanette Ann Coombs in Skype. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Maybe I should split up. connect Jeanette with Facebook, you need to type in Jeanette Ann.
Jeanette Ann Coombe.
Okay.
Medium.
I'm trying to put my posh voice on here. If you want to connect with Jeanette, simply type into Google Jeanette Ann Psychic.
Yep, that's it.
Or if you want to connect with Jeanette on Skype, just type in all one word and search for Jeanette Ann Coombs.
No, Jeanette Ann Psychic, all one word.
No, on Skype.
Jeanette. On Skype, yeah, Jeanette Ann Psychic, all one word, no gaps.
Okay, you're confusing me now. So, okay, so you tell us again, then I can get confused.
Facebook. Right, okay. Facebook, Jeanette Ann Psychic. If you want to contact me through my website, just Google, just Google in on the Google search, Jeanette Ann Psychic, and my website will bounce up. But if you want to get me on Skype, you just type in Jeanette Ann Psychic, all one word, no space bars.
So just Jeanette Ann Psychic on everything?
Yep. Oh, more or less, yeah.
Okay, that's easier. That's easier. just search for Jeanette Ann Psychic, you'll find. But it's easier for me just to ring you because you are in South Wales and it's just around the corner.
It probably would be easier for you to come to the house rather than find me on Google.
It probably would. But, you know, I will say again to everyone that's listening, you know, if you are finding me on Facebook, it's Mike Davis Medium. I cannot reply to you. I do apologize profusely. My Facebook page is locked. It's locked me out. It's like as if I'm in Facebook jail. Not letting me in. So Mark Husberg, you need to contact me and get my Facebook working, because people need some good advice. People need some of my time. So Mark Husberg, if you're listening, contact me or put my Facebook back working. I feel as if I'm being imprisoned. I can't help people. But it is Mike Davis Medium on Facebook. And if Mark Herzberg is listening, I do have two Facebook pages. So if you can't find me on one, you'll find me on another. But please, let my Facebook work. I feel lost. Jeanette, isn't it terrible?
What did we do in the days before Facebook, eh? What did we do then? We had lives. We used to go out. We never used to contact people on computers. We used to speak to people face-to-face. So maybe this is a little lesson for you.
Maybe. I mean, because, you know, we would go to our phone and look through the contacts of our phone, and we probably had about 50 to 100 contacts.
Yeah.
Look at my Facebook. There's 5,000 friends. So maybe there is a little lesson there. Never mind. Let's go to area code 770. Hi, area code 770. Are you there with us?
Hi, Mike and Jeanette. How are you?
Well, yeah, we're really good, thank you.
We are really.
I'm enjoying the conversation. My name is Maddie, and I have a question about that. Some money owed to me, and I expected it to come in this year. And I just want to know, do you see it coming in this year? A large lump sum of money.
Okay. No, I missed half of that, Matty. I don't know if you did, Jeanette. Something about some large sum of money. Can you just repeat of what you said there?
I said someone owed me money, and it's a large sum, and I'm expected it to come in this year, and I just want to know that. What can you tell me about that?
Okay. Jeanette, do you want to take this one?
Okay, I'll take this one. That's not a problem. Now then, normally with financial things, I don't particularly like to work with, okay?
Oh, I see.
Well,
okay.
I'll have a look what's coming in for you generally, because what Spirit is showing me, okay, it's like as though there's change needed, okay? Because I've got endings and new beginnings coming in around you. So what I'm working with here, and I'm working with a gentleman's energy, and he's showing me that you've been really, really angry with someone, okay? Because there's a lot of red energy around this. Do you understand that, Maddie?
No, I have not been angry.
Where is that person that's very angry around you? Because there's a lot of anger around this situation.
I'm not angry, but I have a friend who is in a hole, and she's all upset and because she's got to try to feel a way to pull herself out of the hole that she got herself in.
Right, okay. So there's the anger there then, okay?
Okay.
Because I do feel, okay, that someone needs to kind of really stay calm, if you like, and try to talk about this in a clear, precise way. And if they feel that they're not getting, you know, the result that they want, I feel that you need to speak to someone on a legal profession who could help you do deal with this the way that you need to accordingly. Because I feel that there is movement coming around this for you, and the gentleman that I'm looking at you in the spirit world who was telling me about this, I have the connection to the name Rob or Bob, and he seems to be quite a tall guy, and he was quite a burly guy when he was on this side of the life, and is connected to your dad's side of the family.
Don't know who that is.
Okay, well, this gentleman is aware of you, okay, because he's bringing in that evidence for me tonight that I feel like as though someone is quite angry about the situation. So I think what you need to do is just go back to the drawing board on this and really find the proper balance. And if you feel that you're really not getting the result that you want, then I feel that you need to go down the legal route, because I do feel you are going to be speaking about this to someone. And I've got the scales of justice, so I feel that this is going to be a solicitor or someone that will be able to help you. A financial advisor or a solicitor will be able to come in and help you on that. Okay, my love. Okay, so just got to be positive about things. And as far as the lady who's quite angry is concerned,
May I clear up something? I don't know whether she's angry. She's an associate of mine, and I do know that she's going. Well, I think it's more or less anger and depressed. Anger because she want to get help, and her family members are kind of like, you're always in that problem. You always get yourself in that hole, and I guess they're tired of listening to her.
So there's the no balance coming in, okay? And that's what we have to aim to get for this lady. What you need to kind of sit down and try to sort out with her is, I feel that she's actually looking at her life now, and it's like she really wants to move forward, but she doesn't know which way to go about it, because there's still this, it's a feeling that I'm getting of like resentment, okay? So something, it's like so she feels let down about something. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah, she wants to move forward, but there's no money in place.
Right. Well, this is what I feel. The balance is missing there, okay? I do feel that you need to speak to someone who can give you and her the balance that you both need on this one. And as I'm looking at you both with your energies, I feel that you need to have more grounding with this. She needs to have more security and balance, definitely, for sure. And I do feel that the Wheel of Fortune, that's what I'm just being shown in my head, the wheel is spinning. So there's unfinished business here that is not finished yet. Okay, so there is definitely more to come. And it's the gentleman that I'm working with who is showing me this wheel. It's going around. So I feel that there's a journey also coming in for you too. So would you have to go traveling somewhere to sort this out?
I would love it. You say I'm going to have to go traveling somewhere.
No, to deal with this situation, is there a little bit of traveling involved, please? You know, is this coming from another part of the state or somewhere else? Because I feel that there's a little bit of traveling involved around this situation as well.
Well, we had said that when the settlement does come through, that we're all going to go over to Egypt.
Right, okay. So there we go. So this is where the wheel of travel is coming in. So if you're asking me what Spirit is saying to me tonight for you, I feel that they're saying that there is the balance coming in for you, but you have to be patient. And if you feel that things not come in for you as they should be, then you need to speak to someone on a legal profession who can help you get what you feel is yours, because things are going to balance out for you before the end of the year. I do feel that things are going to start balancing out for you, my love.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, and I'd like to leave you with that and say thank you very much for calling the show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, my love.
Bye-bye.
Mac, you remember you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Explorer FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Mike, you said Mike Davis Explorer?
No, no. To find out where I'm going to be in the USA, is that what you the email you're after?
The archives.
The archives, yeah. Just look at Mike Spirit FM.
Did you say Mike Explore?
No. As soon as the show is finished, you can look in the archives and download a copy of your reading after the show.
Okay.
Okay. Well, all you need to do is just put in your search in Blog Talk Radio, Mike Spirit FM, and then today's show will come up and press the download button, and then you can keep a copy of that reading for yourself and listen to it over and over and over again.
Okay, and you say for you going to be in the USA coming soon?
Yes, yeah, very soon, within the next few weeks. Send an email to Mike Davis, USA2, which is the number 2, at AOL.com, and you'll be replied to straight away with all the information where I'm going to be, prices of tickets and everything else, now you can obtain tickets. So, Matthew, send that email and you'll find out everything where I'm going to be.
Okay, fantastic. Hopefully you'll be here in the Atlanta, Georgia area.
I'm not sure. America is such a big place. I'm from the UK. I know I'm going out to America. Send an email and find out where I'm going to be.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys very much.
No problem at all. Thank you, Marty.
Okay,
bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Jeanette, I know that we've come to the end of the show. Obviously, you know, as we found out at the beginning of the show, you are in this issue of Fate and Fortune, in chat Fate and Fortune.
I am indeed, yeah.
Next month, I'm in there. You never know, maybe on a front cover. Who knows? You never know. I probably will be in the back pages, knowing me. But never mind, I'll be in there somewhere. Fate and Fortune, that's under the chat logos magazine there. So go along, find a copy of that, and that's where you'll be able to find out exactly how I started, where I started, and to where I am now. Jeanette, it's been a pleasure to have you back on Mike Spurrell FM. It's been a long time in the making, it really has. And
been great.
You know, would you come back on again?
Yes, I'll come back on again. No problem, it's been fab.
Okay, well, I will say to all our listeners, if you want to call into the Sunday show exactly the same way, telephone number is 760-283-4611. Call in on Skype. And I'm saying this now, and I don't normally advertise the up-and-coming shows, but because Facebook is, I'm not allowed in my Facebook, because Facebook tiles are not allowed, so I can't advertise in there. So come on Sunday, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Jeanette, as I said, it's been wonderful having you back on the show. But for me, from you, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Bye-bye, everyone. Been fantastic. Bye.
gotta get